many people are need this, you know, a purpose-built functioning bus that has the wheelchair, is it wheelchair accessible, and that most importantly it has toilet facilities. And that's one something that has been raised, that, you know, that people who are getting treatment, they might be too sick to avail of a public service in a, you know, on a motorway stop or a garage or even a hotel, and it's just for the privacy of it to be able to use the facility. You know, it just, it makes it easier for people travelling up and down. And again, with a wheelchair facility, somebody who may not be using having to use a wheelchair at the start of their illness, but maybe through their illness and through their treatment, they may have to use a wheelchair for a little while. And, you know, as they improve, then they don't have to. So it's that uncertainty, I suppose, that if I'm in a wheelchair, how am I going to get, you know, to go away for my treatment. So it's just that security, you know, that the fact that they have to travel to Galway, at least if there are proper facilities there for the duration of your treatment, then at least it's something, and it's just a little bit of comfort. And it's also a comfort for the hospital staff and the charities as well, who are fundraising over the years to keep these services going, and to particularly to pay for the cycle cancer bus. So I'm happy now that when the health board or the HSE are involved, the hospital are involved, and other representatives, that at least now that there is some, this is something permanent that's going to be in place, and it's not going to be, you know, a worry to cancer patients themselves, their families, the charities, to figure out how we're going to keep this service going in the years ahead. So it will definitely provide certainty and confidence to everybody involved.